as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, let's do it, man.
Hi, I'm Sarah Blasco. And first up, I'm going to play you a song called I'd Be Lost.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House with me, Andrew Muller. Our guest this week is Sydney's own Sarah Blasco, whose fifth album, Eternal Return, is as fine a collection of Nietzsche-inspired synth-pop love ballads as might be imagined. Sarah plays three tracks from it and explains how growing up with 80s pop can scar someone in a good way.
Finally I found someone to call my own. When I thought I'd always be alone. Your face is so familiar in this crowded room. What would I do without you? Now I'm home. I long for you.
Sarah Blasco, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you.
You've just played three tracks off your new album, Eternal Return. I did want to ask about the title. Is that, and this is not a question that gets asked here a lot, is that a Nietzsche thing?
It is a bit of a Nietzsche thing. Well, that's where it sort of started. My dad, actually, at the ripe old age of 70, has decided to do a PhD on Nietzsche, and so... We were talking about this concept of eternal return, but actually the way that I've used it is kind of not really in keeping at all with what he was talking about, as far as I am aware.
It was just a title you liked. It's not a concept album about the will to power and crushing the lower orders.
No, it's not, as you may have picked up.
I didn't read it like that. I mean, it is an album which is, it's very keyboard oriented. Obviously, the versions you've just done in here today are voice and piano, but it's really properly unabashed synth pop. Where did that come from?
Well, I've always loved synth pop. I mean, being a child of the 80s, it's kind of in my makeup somehow. So I think for a while I had been wanting to make a keyboard-heavy kind of album, because the last two records I've made, mostly sort of an exploration of acoustic instruments, lots of strings on the last record and quite a bit on the one before. And they were sort of made as a bit of an about-face to technology because I'd kind of gotten sick of layering, you know, the layering that goes on in the recording process, and I just wanted to get back to playing with people in a studio to tape and recording very much in a live kind of way. And so I guess this one was a bit of an about face to that as well, and I just kind of wanted to make a really layered keyboard album. Okay, this is a song called I Wanna Be Your Man.
Can you see when you look into my eyes? How much I wanna be someone you could recognize. You say easy go, living in a man's world. But it's hard to be a woman in your circle. Stand.
I did genuinely wonder about the whether it was a having connected with music in the 80s thing. It is literally written down here in front of me. I'm not just making this up as I go along. Were there any particular artists or songs that really stuck in your mind from that period? Because obviously, having myself grown up in Australia at around that time, I'm just getting these nightmarish visions in my head of Pseudo Echo with keytars.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm sort of slightly disappointed. I don't really know why, but I am a bit disappointed when people think it's an 80s album because, well, the keyboard is sort of like a 70s keyboard, so I feel it's offensive to the producers of the keyboard. But because I'm a big Talking Heads fan, and they used the Prophet keyboard a lot in particularly, I mean, the first time I sort of really noticed a Prophet keyboard was in the Talking Heads film Stop Making Sense, and then it was through that I thought, I want to get a Prophet keyboard. And so I just started writing songs on this keyboard. I wasn't really setting out to make sort of a nostalgic album, but then it kind of ended up making sense with the subject matter to me because I was writing a lot of love songs, because a lot of my favorite love songs are in the 80s, because I grew up then.
It is, as you suggest there, it's a very upbeat and very grateful album. Is that a harder thing to do than the other thing, which is more common in popular music?
Well, I think everyone knows it's easier to whinge, definitely, in life, and easier to moan and to be sad. I mean, it felt quite effortless to write love songs because I was totally in love, and I actually couldn't write about anything else almost, so it was kind of really disgusting. All right, well, this final song is a song called Without.
It's hard to resist what is bathed in white. You lose part of yourself in all that shines so bright. Feel caught in a wilderness, can't find your way out. You've encountered a warning rings within and without. You have not love, you have not love. If you have not love, you have nothing at all. And it's hard to wake from your sleeping tonight. You feel beaten by wrong, but you don't know what is right. You can talk your way out, or you can offer it up. Don't tread lightly for nothing. You're so heavy within. You have not love, you have not love. If you have not love, you have nothing at all. Without love, without love, without love, you have nothing at all. And you have nowhere to. But if you look, you'll find in everything. You got to find. Choose to swim or you sink. You got to have it. There's no way for the sink. Don't fall a victim to the carnal within. You have not love.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House with me, Andrew Muller. Today's guest was Sarah Blasco, and her latest album, Eternal Return, is out now on MVKA Records. You can head to sarahblasco.com.au for more information. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week for more live music. But for the time being, I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks very much for tuning in.